Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have So-Young Kang on the line, and she's Chief Energizer and Founder at Nobi. So-Young, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Adam. It's so great to be here.
All right, So-Young. So I've been following the progress of Nobi and just following your journey for quite some time now. And Nobi, I mean, billed as the Canva for content creators. You are solving all kinds of problems for creators, for businesses, for entrepreneurs out there with their learning experiences, which we're going to dive into that and what that looks like. But before we do, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So-Young, we at Mission Matters amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. So-Young, what mission matters to you?
That is probably one of my favorite questions, Adam, because I'm very purpose-driven. And so Nobi stands for Grow Knowledge into Being. And our main mission and our vision as a company is to humanize the world, which sounds a bit odd for being a tech company, because tech is often seen as very dehumanizing. And I believe that it doesn't have to be, that tech could be used to accomplish our 3C mission, which is to raise consciousness, build authentic connection, and 3 is inspire change. And the technology of Nobi is designed in order to do those things because we believe in people, in connection, change and about community. So we care a lot about that. And so we're really excited about the mission and the purpose and really the alignment, if you will, of mission between Mission Matters and Nobi. And so that's why I'm so delighted to be here, because I think it's the purpose that drives us and that carries us through that is more important in some ways than what we do.
It's great. Love having mission-based entrepreneurs on the line to share why they do what they do, like what inspires them, what gets them out of bed in the morning and gets them into the marketplace and out there making a difference. So great to have you on. And just to get us started here, I mean, we're going to go into Nobi, but where did all this start for you? Like entrepreneurship, creating learning experiences, working in tech, like where did all that start for you?
Similar in some ways to Mission Matters Target. I'm an entrepreneur, executive, and hopefully an expert in some areas. So I've been speaking, teaching, training, writing, publishing for quite a long time. And I really hate talking at people. Mm-hmm. I hate it. And so even when I'm doing a keynote, I get my audience to stand up. I get them to like high five and talk to each other because I want it to be an interactive experience. You know, I run a workshop for, let's say, you know, senior executives, and we have an amazing 3-day workshop of group-based stuff. And then we leave. And while they give me lots of happy scores, while I did my workshop, research shows that no matter how happy and fun it was, within a day, they're going to forget about 60-70%. Within a week, they'll forget most of it. So I thought there has to be a better way. The corporate learning market, there's $300 billion spent in corporate learning every day, every year, $300 billion. And as someone who I think is a pretty good trainer, right? I'm obviously biased, but I think I do. I spend a lot of time and effort putting together my programs and, you know, I've done that as a consultant at McKinsey, right? And even as a trainer. So you do all that. And then to find out the research, which that they forget most of it within a week, that's heartbreaking, right? Heartbreaking. And, you know, you're an author. I write a book. I have no idea who read my book. I have no sense of community and connection. I write articles for the World Economic Forum. I don't know who read it. If you happen to retweet it, I kind of know you retweeted it. So I assume you read it. But do I know you? Do I connect with you? No. So this is a big problem. If you think about the millions of creators out there who are creating awesome content every single day, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Insta or et cetera. So I said, there has to be a better way to both engage with my audiences, but also make that experience stickier. And so I created Nobi in order to solve my problem, to better engage with my audiences. Now, all my keynotes and webinars, if possible, are Nobified so that I can connect with my audience and connect with them on LinkedIn and stay connected and market them the next time I do something. definitely have used it for that. I use it for workshops, and we have trainers around the world and thought leaders using it for trainers, for creating a sense of community, mm-hmm. both before their workshop, during, and after. And so it's really about that human connection.
So Young, did you use the word nobified?
I did.
And oh, I love it. I love bringing a new word to my lexicon and just to the new, to the audience. All right. We got a new word, everyone. Nobified. I'm in. I want to nobify something. This is great.
Just nobify it. And I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't. So we actually had clients who would say to us, oh, we're nobifying everything. And I said, what did you just say?
That's what I just said.
Nobify. Right? And I was like, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. And she's like, yeah, we nobify everything in the company. I was like, you nobify everything? What does that mean? And then she kind of explained that, oh yeah, we nobify our onboarding. We nobify our communications. We nobify our PowerPoints. I was like, Wow, that's awesome. So wow. I borrowed that word from them. Mm. And we're going to make it a thing, Adam. We're going to make it a thing.
I'm in. So we all learn, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of executives watch this show. They're looking for tips. They're looking for tools and ways to advance their business. But there's also those watching that are maybe, you know, kind of just getting started and they're younger or in their entrepreneurial journey. And I don't mean just by age, maybe they're just getting started regardless of age.
Yeah.
That being said, if you could give some tips or some advice to that so young that was maybe just getting started as an entrepreneur again, obviously with the benefit of hindsight, right? The ups, the downs, the sideways that we all go through as entrepreneurs, what kind of things would you tell her?
Well, first of all, it's hard. It's hard. So brace yourself for the biggest roller coaster ride of your life. Mm-hmm. It's exciting and it's also terrifying, just like a roller coaster. Right. And I would say, you know, given this whole topic of mission and purpose, know your purpose and mission as you start and really challenge yourself. Because it's your purpose and your mission that's going to carry you through the difficult times and the bottoms, you know, when you're going through difficult times, which you will, mm-hmm. which you will. Every experienced entrepreneur goes through, and that creates resilience, right? Yeah. And the advice I would give is first, definitely invest more time than you think you need to on purpose, mm-hmm. your values and who you are as an entrepreneur, because your company, no matter what product or service you create, will be a reflection of who you are as a person. And awesome. That's really, really important. People forget that. And so it's not just about your product. It's about you, the person and the founder and the entrepreneur. Mm. The second piece of advice I would give is solve a real problem. Mm. And that sounds really obvious. But sometimes people start companies based on products they think are cool. Mm-hmm. That may not be solving a real, real problem. And they're looking for a problem after they design the product. Mm-hmm. And so I would spend time just really, really understanding and solving, hopefully, a really big problem that's worth solving.
It's great. So progressing, and thank you for sharing that, by the way. And I think for my audience, they're like, Adam, whenever you ask an entrepreneur about like advice or tips, they're either like, it's painful or don't do it. Like, what's going on? Hey, for my audience, I mean, we go for the real here. These are authentic stories. I tell you all every day on this show, man, being an entrepreneur hurts. But, you know, if you are mission-based and you have a challenge or a problem that you're trying to solve, and that's where your passion's at, then more praise to you for doing that. So Young, shifting topics slightly here, I want to go further into today's topic. So, you know, Nobi's billed as the Canva for content creators, really inspiring and helping and guiding the next gen leaders in content creation, whether it's in learning experiences or transformative learning, group-based learning, lots of different angles that Nobi comes from. Maybe start by telling us a little bit more about the challenges that these creators are facing.
Yeah. I think I'm a creator and you're a creator actually. So in some ways we are our target audience. So, you know, the pains that a creator comes is we don't have any, there's no single tool out there that basically serves you and me as creators. Mm-hmm. We use PowerPoint or Google Slides. So if I want to create an interactive kind of powerful experience, whether in person or online, it doesn't matter. I probably use some version of PowerPoint or Google Slides. I probably use some SurveyMonkey or some polling software because I want to poll my audience. I might use some post-its or things to interact with them. If it's physical, I print name tags and I print a bio sheet of myself, right? Because so they can see how awesome I am and why they're paying so much money for my training, right? Right. So you do that. And you basically create all these different tools and then you do post-program and and then when I have my slides up, I have 20 tabs open, right? Because my YouTube video is queued up, right? My article is queued up and all this.
Everybody watching this right now, by the way, they're like, oh, me too. Like, is she looking at my screen? You're describing it my screen to a T.
Exactly. Right. And because you're queuing things up, especially when you're presenting and speaking, I want to show this and this and this, and it doesn't work well in PowerPoint, right? And I do this. And oh, by the way, at the end of it, I have zero data, right? And I don't know if people are engaging with me. And so the pain point, I'm going to give a funny story if that's okay.
Yeah, go for it.
So I was giving a keynote for one of the top business schools, executive business schools, just a few weeks ago. And basically I said, because I like to notify my keynotes because I want to engage with my audience. I said, can I notify my keynote? Sometimes they tell me I can't, which I think is very strange. Anyway, and my topic is all on interactive experiences. I'm like, you want me to talk about interactive experiences, but you will not allow me to make it interactive. Got it. Anyway, in this case, luckily they let me do that. And so I notified my keynote and no joke, there were at least 100 participants, 50 online and people in the classroom as well.
Yeah.
All cameras off. So there's one little box, which is me talking to myself. I said, oh, hey, would you mind turning your cameras on? Silence. any feedback questions? Silence. Nobody saved me because I basically said, okay, everyone, I just want to make sure you're still there. So please, and I was using Nobi to show the slides. And I said, okay, let's all go to session 3. Can you please fill out the poll? And all of a sudden I showed the poll. I started to see people like answer the poll. I was like, oh, you're alive. Great. And then I started to see some sense of engagement. And then, you know, the thing is they were engaged. They just were not showing their cameras. And then afterwards, some of them connected with me on LinkedIn. Because of course I notified and put links to my LinkedIn profile and all that, which was awesome. So the problem that we're trying to solve is as a creator, how do we create that connection? How do we take all of these multiple pieces of the PowerPoint, the video here, the article here, the poll, and put it all in one creator tool that gives me both the tools to create the experience in one place, gives me the data analytics afterward, and the ability to message them and market them in the future.
Yeah. Before we go further on this one, I want to take a moment and just have you explain exactly what Nobi is, because I have like 50 more questions for you. And me, myself as a creator, I'm like, wow, like this is an amazing, robust tool. But maybe start with just telling us exactly what Nobi is.
Sure. Yeah. So Nobi is a creator tool to basically take all of your content and make it and transform it into like an interactive social experience for groups. So if you want to do something for yourself, don't use Nobi, right?
Yeah.
But if you care about, you have a community, the group could be your team. It could be your participants of your workshop. It could be event participants. It could be all of your employees. It could be, you know, XYZ audience, your book readers, right? No, you know, your podcast listeners. So everyone has an audience or a group. And so if you have something that you want to share to a group and you want to make that interactive, Nobi is a tool that allows you to create, to put your content in there and then share it in an interactive way. So the comparison would be like, you know how Canva is a tool for graphic designers where you didn't have to be an expert in design to create a beautiful presentation? With Nobi, you don't have to be an expert instructional designer. You don't have to be an expert learning person or an educator. You don't have to have a master's in education. You don't have to know how to do Adobe's, some of the sophisticated software and spend 3 months learning the software. Anyone can create a Nobi. So we've just made it so easy that even if you have no background, and I'm not a techie, by the way, I should confess up front. You know, I'm the person who didn't know how to save when I was, you know, saving documents when the internet and, you know,
right.
I was like, how do you save? You know, so I'm not an engineer. So Nobi was designed for people like me who are not good at tech, who don't have time. I'm very busy. I don't have time to learn a new software in 3 months. If I can't intuitively figure it out within 10 minutes, you've lost me. So Nobi is a tool you can create from your phone. You can download the app from your phone and create anything. I've Nobified birthday greeting cards for my friends. I've Nobified family vacations. I've Nobified art shows, onboarding, my board meetings, investor webinars, keynotes, leadership programs. So these are things that I personally have Nobified.
And one of the things you brought up, and I don't know if you realized it, but that idea and that concept of what a creator is now. I think we used to use that word in the past and it meant like you had to be a YouTuber or, you know, on TV or writing a show or something else, but we're all creators in the business space. The way I look at it is, you know, if you're creating a presentation to give to your team huddle in the morning, you're a creator, right? You're creating an experience there. And as you mentioned, thinking about things like PowerPoint or something like that, those may have been some of the limited tools used in the past, but Nobi is really just taking that forward so that all of us as creators that are presenting to groups or creating any type of learning experience or environment are able to get a better response. Am I understanding that correctly?
100%. PowerPoint, you know, we've been using PowerPoint for 20 years or at least 20 years. Yeah. And you have no data. It's not interactive. You know, I'm a former McKinsey consultant. I'm really good at PowerPoint and Nobi's faster. Yeah. And I'm good at PowerPoint, you know? So, and I use Nobi because it's multimedia. So there are times when I want to use a chart. PowerPoint, great. You know, I can create a beautiful chart and I can take my PowerPoint and put it in. But there are times I want to put a video of myself explaining something because it's just faster and easier. Yeah. Or I want to use an image, or I want to take an article that, you know, or I want to take a podcast from Mission Matters and I want to put that in there because it's so, you know, awesome. So there are different types of media that I want to use, but I also want to ask my team, hey, what did you think about that? Mm-hmm. What did you learn from that? What is your key takeaway? How do you plan to apply that? And then I want that to be shared in our team so we can all learn from each other. So we have a very simple concept at Nobi called, this is again, for someone who's not an expert, right, in any of these things, we've simplified it. So you just have to know, think, apply, share. Know, think, apply, share. So know is a piece of content. It could be like an article. Think is get your team or your audience to think about it, reflect, apply, ask them how they would apply it, how they would, you know, what they would take away and what they would do, or show a picture or video of them applying it, and then share it. So we learn from each other. Super simple. Super simple, actually, but it's so effective and it's fun. I think it has to be fun. Mm-hmm. We're so busy every day, let's gamify things and make it a little bit fun too.
For sure. What are the type of organizations or individuals that this is appropriate for? So is this an enterprise solution only? Is it good for middle market, for small businesses? Give me a feel for like who it works for.
Yes. So we just launched our new website like literally this week. And so, you know, there are creators, like you said, and I really loved how you said that, Adam, that anyone who uses PowerPoint is a creator, right? Because we're creating something. And creators sit everywhere. They can be really independent people, entrepreneurs or trainers or, you know, who are just using the tool for themselves and their own kind of groups. Or they could be running a training company or a consulting company, right? And they're, you know, and they want, that's their core business. So they need a tool to do that better for their clients. Or you could be an enterprise like an SAP or a bank or an insurance company or a retailer where you have to train thousands of employees. So, you know, we have insurance companies, we have retailers, we have real estate agents, we have pest management companies and tech companies who are using Nobi to do software training, communications, product training, safety and compliance, onboarding. So because it's a creator tool, everyone needs to create something for their people, whoever their people are.
Yeah. And so it sounds like since it's so robust, it's definitely a business solution in addition to being a creator tool. Like you're talking about, if I heard you correctly, things like training materials, things like, you know, onboarding, things that, you know, businesses do in the normal day-to-day course of, you know, doing business. But what it's doing is it's also making it simpler. So if you're saying it's easier than PowerPoint, then that means you're also saving time. And we all know what time is money, right? Resources, right?
Huge. And also from a business impact, because ultimately, you know, we're business people here. We want to make money. We either want to grow revenue or reduce cost, right? One of the top three global recruiting and people staffing companies in the world used Nobi and had a 13% reduction in turnover.
Wow. That's significant.
That was significant, right?
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot. And because their onboarding processes were like, they were getting like this handbook.
Yeah.
This thick. And they were sitting through a week long, like onboarding process, which was like people talking at them for a week. And they basically forgot within like a day afterwards, right?
Been there, done that. I think everybody, maybe in my age group or before, if you think about like when you graduated college and you did your onboarding that first week of being in a class, and yeah, been there, done that.
And forgot everything, right?
Yeah.
And you had
these thick manuals that you were supposed to refer back to. I'm in. You just took me back to childhood. I'm in.
And then you took that manual. What did you do with it? Did you carry it in your pocket? You know, no, you put it
in. I still might have it somewhere. I don't know. Went on the shelf. It's probably at my mom's house or something under a bed. I don't know.
And you never opened it again after that week, right?
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia, right? And this is the case. And so, you know, so you know before, and you also have no data, you know before your content, right? And then like when you need it, you access it. It's in your pocket. You're like, oh yeah, that claim policy. You don't need to know the claim policy on day one, but you need to know the claim policy like maybe 30 to 60 days in when you're actually submitting a claim, right? You know, so,
yeah.
So it's kind of like understanding like content in the flow of work, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of one, but let's say I'm a trainer. Cause you know, this is where we started. I'm training people and I want to give them content, but let's say, and most trainers do this, or many do, we have so much content we want to share.
Mm-hmm.
And in the scope of, let's say you have a 4-hour workshop, an 8-hour, a 2-day, a 3-day, you can't share everything, but there's like extra stuff that you really care about.
Mm-hmm.
Then you basically notify and give them extra stuff. You can literally drip feed them daily inspiration or like a weekly article that says, hey, we know we talked about communication skills. Here's a great TED video. And then a week later, another piece of content. You know, like it's a much more robust way of engaging with these people that you've built relationships with. And then continuing on that, right? But also deepening their understanding in a way that today it's like, okay, check the box. I'm done with that workshop, right? I'm done with that training. I'm done. Like whether I apply it or not is almost like irrelevant.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like as a boss, like as an entrepreneur, right? You have employees. I don't want my people to be learning stuff if they're not going to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I would like to see some evidence of application.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, why are we spending the money, right?
Yeah.
But it's shocking to me that like of the $300 billion spent in corporate learning every year, you ask people, oh, what is the impact of that? Mm-hmm. How is that being applied on the job? You get blank stares. Right. And so I think that's a real business challenge that Nobi has been solving for clients. And so they have evidence. They have like a whole dashboard that shows exactly here's the examples of how this training was applied on the job.
Mm.
Photos, videos, reflections. And you're like, oh, okay. So it worked. Now let's move on. Right. So it's really next generation. Like it's not a tech issue. It's more like, how do we move from just training in PowerPoint and then moving into the next generation, basically.
Yeah, it's great. So Young, tell me about this $10 million scholarship for creating better digital experiences. Like, where did this come all about? Like, tell us more about the scholarship. Cause I know that you're also accepting applications. So tell us more.
Sure. Well, so while we talk about this, how anyone can create, and it's great for you, Adam, and for me, people also are like, whoa, what's that? That's new. Microlearning? What's microlearning? Never heard of microlearning. You know, when I first started the company, I had people saying to me, people are going to learn from their phones. And I was like, yeah. All right. And now 70% of organizations use microlearning, right? So within a short amount of time. So people were like, how do you then do that? How do you notify content? How do you make it fun? How do you make it engaging? Oh, it's easy for you because, you know, you created it. And I'm like, well, no. So that's why we decided to create a training and an accreditation, a certification and accreditation program a few years ago. So we had like level one MID, micro learning, instructional design certification, mm-hmm. then level two accreditation, and then, you know, level three, which is for training partners. Mm-hmm. To credit other people. And so we were charging people for it and people loved it. They're like, this is so awesome. This is so helpful. So we've had thousands of people go through our program and we said, this is great, but it's too slow.
Yeah.
if we basically continue at this rate, we're not going to have the global impact. And again, going back to mission, you know, my personal motivation is I want to impact like billions of people in my lifetime if I can, you know, using this mobile phone, right? Mm-hmm. So we said, what's the fastest way that we can think of to accelerate and equip people to do this next generation, not just for the creator, but for the audiences of the creators to be, to engage more, to learn more, to have more fun in the experience, right? You know, going back to that crazy onboarding or workshop experience. So we said, well, you know what? Let's forego revenue. Let's forget the revenue for a second. Let's think about how we can equip as many people as possible in a reasonable, right? So we said $10 million, which is 20,000 scholarships.
Wow.
How do we give away 20,000 scholarships to creators around the world to teach them just the basic intro to micro learning? It's, you're not going to be like a master at it, but a basic micro learning instructional design. So we take micro learning with instructional design research and we combine it. You can do an online self, you know, like paced online course for 2 to 3 hours and get a certification and get the basics of it done. So it's really simple. There's 3 or 4 programs, you know, one is mandatory, right? And it's the idea of just giving people a flavor and getting them to understand what micro learning, to give them confidence, ultimately to get started. There are some great people like me who will just download it and just start, right? You know, without any kind of training, like people who don't read the instruction manual. But there are other people who really want to understand the science. And then I learned the science later. And I was like, oh my God, it makes sense, right? So it's like learning the science and research behind why it works. Because it's not just about So Young saying, right? It's really about the science and research of instructional design, which is a practice, you know, it's, you know, of adult learning, which has been around for about 30 years. So we just basically synthesize that research in bite-sized pieces to make it just easy for people to consume. And hopefully that helps you to be a better communicator, a better trainer, better speaker, you know, a more engaging communicator overall is our hope with that scholarship. And I shouldn't say this, this is like bad marketing for Nobi, but level one certification is actually platform agnostic. It's not about the technology. It's really micro learning instructional design as a capability set. And then for those who really want to go deeper and build master skills, you can get accredited in level 2. And that's much more intense. That one is done in Nobi. So that one is more, I would say, Nobi specific. But level 1, which is a free scholarship, is platform agnostic. It's, you learn it in Nobi, but you don't have to use Nobi afterward.
Wow. But yeah, it's great.
But we hope you do.
Well, of course. And it makes sense. I mean, everything we've talked about today leads me to believe it makes sense. And the idea that you're, you know, foregoing revenue and you used to, and this is something you used to charge for, and now you're giving away a certain
$500 a person.
Yeah. And now you're giving away a certain amount of scholarships, you know, and allowing people to have that MID experience on scholarships. So I think it's great. I think that also just ties into, you know, some people say they're mission-based, some people say certain things, but that's you really putting your money where your mouth is. Like, you don't have to do that. So that's that's amazing. And it does show also where the heart of the organization's at. So that being said, So Young, I mean, really, it's been great having you on the show. I learned a lot about design, learned a lot about content creation, about some of the challenges that I didn't even know that we were facing, but you're right. Like, when you're talking about some of the other things, like, I feel like a lot of business owners, a lot of people don't always know that there's a better way. And until you see that better way, the light goes off, and Nobi is a better way and a better solution for many individuals and organizations out there. That being said, I mean, I know you're busy. I know the company's growing. You have the scholarships, all these things going on. What's next? I mean, what's next for you and your journey, and what's next for Nobi?
A great question. And I think what's next is, you know, our focus really is on equipping and empowering creators. You know, so I think step one is we really need to just let people know. And like you, and I love what you said, you didn't even know you had the pain, right? And so I think that's the truth. When you're developing something that's not another product, it's like, it's solving a problem of multiple steps and simplifying. You're like, oh my God, I didn't know that that existed. And I'm so used to doing it the same way for the last 10 years that I didn't even think about another solution, right? And so I think the number one challenge we have an opportunity is really to raise awareness, to let people know that there is a better way. So that's really going to be our focus. and then empowering them and really, you know, helping you to monetize, you know, your content better. How do you scale your content better? So we're very excited then about really partnering with our creators. And actually it gives me like tremendous joy to support creators because they're like our community. You know, and like expanding that definition of creators beyond just like the YouTube influencer who could be a creator, who's definitely a creator, but
absolutely
everyday people like you and me are creators too. Like I'm, you know, don't ask me to draw anything. I can't do anything, you know, super like visually creative, but I create content, you know, and that's my thing. Right. So, and how do we empower this community, support them, you know, especially given a mobile millennial Gen Z, you know, micro learning phone based kind of audiences and engage with them in fun ways. So our whole next, I would say focus after the scholarship of basically, which is part of awareness building is really amplifying that story of impact and what's possible, and then really equipping them with more tools. So more good things to come on the product. We just launched the product for free as well this week. So everyone and anyone can now either download the app and start creating and creating your own groups for free, or you can do it on the web. So that is kind of big news.
Oh, that's huge news. And just for context for everybody watching this, this is going to be released in late April, early May of 2022. So you better hurry up and get your copy and your subscription before you don't have that exclusive offer. So just get on there and do it. And so that being said, so Young, if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about Nobi, or if they want to also apply for the scholarship, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. I mean, they should just go to Nobi.com. So Nobi is, it stands for Grow Knowledge into Being. So, and just so everyone knows, the gnomes, you know, are, it's, we have little gnomes because gnomes are bite-sized, just like our content is bite-sized. And our gnomes tend, you know, they tend to tend our garden of knowledge, right? So in case you can't spell and remember Nobi, just think of gnomes and Nobi, G-N-O, and then B, Growing Knowledge into Being. And you can just go to the website. You'll see on the top, there's a big banner to click and apply for the scholarship. It's been really, I think, humbling to see how many people have signed up. Within launch, literally, we had people from all around the world coming and signing up for the scholarship, you know, from students to educators to CEOs to, I mean, like from, you know, we had like head of micro learning from one of the top tech companies, you know, contact, you know, go through the scholarship and said, this is amazing. I was like, really? Awesome. You know, so I think it's really been humbling. And we're partnering with associations and organizations and companies to say, hey, can I get 100 scholarships? Hey, can I get 50? Can I get 10 from my team? And we have universities doing the same. So if you are part of an organization or an association or a company that wants to get a whole bunch of them, just contact us at hello@nobi.com. And we're super happy to partner with you. We are very mission driven, and we want to make an impact. So, you know, we just invite everyone to join us, you know, on that journey.
Great. And for the audience, we'll put all of those links in the show notes so that you can just click on the links and head right on over and check out Nobi, and also click on that banner to apply for the scholarship. If MID does interest you, definitely a great thing there. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time engaging with the Mission Matters platform or listening to an episode, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, why they do what they do, like what excites them in the world. If that's the type of content that you're into, or it's interesting or excites you, then we welcome you to hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And so Young, it's been so great having you on the show. I'm so glad we could finally catch up. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you so much, Adam. This was so fun, and you're so awesome. Love what Mission Matters is doing. And so it's such a joy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.